And now for today's contest, it is your TV host, Alex Bauman.
Are You Smarter Than Romper Room is the show.
Are You Smarter Than Romper Room? All right, here we go. Who's first?
Giddens, because you went first on the last segment.
And he won.
Yeah.
Begrudgingly.
So you have four sections here, Giddens. Math, geography, English language arts, and science.
He'll take eating for 101, Alex.
And where's PE on there?
And first through fifth grade. But every section, if you pick, let's say, first grade math, you can't pick first grade geography. So you have first through fifth.
Okay. Let's go fourth grade math.
Fourth grade math. All right. The fourth grade math is, what is 12 times 6?
72.
Correct.
He knows that because that's how many hot dogs he ate in 10 minutes. All right. So it's my turn.
You want to alternate? You just go all at once.
Yeah,
alternate.
I want first grade math.
First grade math?
Yeah.
So you're going easy math here.
Well, I was.
I got more points, right? Because I went fourth grade.
No.
I get 4 points.
You ate 72 hot dogs. You don't get a point.
What number comes right after 39?
40.
that's one of the questions they would ask.
Tough stuff right there.
Tough stuff, man. I'm going to be ashamed if I miss any of these. I'm not. Okay, so we can't choose math again, right?
You can't choose math, and you can't choose first grade for any of the other sections.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So you can't choose first grade English.
He's changing the rules as we go.
No, he said that.
I wasn't listening. You can tell as a student.
What I don't remember are the other categories. I've already forgotten those.
You got geography, English language arts, and science.
Okay.
All right, what you going to pick here, Giddens?
Give me first grade science.
First grade science? Oh, Lord.
So I can't pick first grade or math either?
No. Nope.
Okay. All right, I can deal with that.
What do bees make?
Honey.
Perfect one for him. He knows what that is.
I mean, bees make me very nervous. That's what they make.
I mean, it's food. You can't get away from food.
No, but I can get away from bees. I cannot. That's my phobia. I cannot stand a bee.
I'll go. What's the other three categories? English,
geography, and science. Because you already did math.
Give me fourth grade English for 100, Alex.
What's the main character in a story called?
What's the main character?
The main character in a story called?
Uh-oh.
Subject.
What?
Incorrect.
Can I answer?
You can answer.
He knows that from being the transvestite toad.
What? Protagonist.
It's the protagonist.
I see. I told y'all, I'm 50 years removed from the dadgum fourth grade.
That's no excuse. You should have remembered.
Don't be telling me an excuse. Oh, so you didn't even remember what bees made.
I already got it right.
You was going to say good tennis shoes. Here,
you want a makeout question?
Huh?
You want another?
Let him go on.
All right, what you want now?
All right, so we got geography or English. Give me third grade English.
All right, it is. Is swimming a noun, adjective, or verb? Swimming, noun, adjective, or verb?
This should be really simple.
And it's really not.
I'm going to go
swimming.
Swimming. So swimming is a verb.
Correct.
Swim is an adjective.
Yeah.
Giddens is swimming in coleslaw.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Olives. Absolutely not.
He's running from olives. All right. So what categories have I got left?
English. You did English already.
Yeah, he's got science and geography.
Science and geography.
Give me one of them for 300, Alex. Or third grade. Yeah.
Geography for third grade.
Y'all see how much I'm paying attention to this. I mean, come on.
You got to try. Come
well,
on.
Well, that's how I paid attention in school. That's why I'm no daggum good at this.
Class clown in the back of the class.
No, I wasn't no clown.
What is the name of the imaginary line that divides the Earth in half?
The equator.
There you go. You got one.
Yeah. I was going to say the Mason-Dixon line. Oh, man. All right. So we're both.
I got second grade and fifth grade geography to pick from. I'm going to go big.
You're 3 for 3, aren't you?
Fifth grade geography.
All right. I don't have a chance. I don't have to answer anymore if he gets this one. No way I can win.
Which continent is also a country?
Australia.
Correct.
So there's no reason for me to answer anymore.
No,
I can't
you got to answer.
I can't win. There's no way I can win.
It's for pride.
I had pride 3 years ago. Go ahead.
Which one?
The only other one is science.
You got to pick your grade.
Well, grade.
You want to go fifth too?
I don't care.
What's the largest organ in the human body?
The largest organ in the human body is the intestine.
Incorrect. The skin.
That's not a freaking organ.
Yes, it is.
It is an organ, but I was wondering the word you said in the body, and your skin is outside of your body.
Yeah. I mean, I need to get a do-over for that one.
The largest organ of the body is the skin, yes.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. I mean, seriously, what would you say in the body would the largest would be? Intestine?
We can go ahead and
the large intestine inside the body is what I would assume.
I read the question verbatim.
I know.
The question is improperly worded.
It's a trick
question.
They
failed their first grade English question, whoever wrote it.
Yeah, that's a trick question.
What are the three states of matter?
Three states that matter: Alabama, Tennessee, and Florida.
No, not geography. Science.
Science.
Water?
Nope.
Air?
Nope.
And mud. That's what you get when you put both of them together.
Is water wet? Is water a liquid?
We're not going there. We're already out of that. Y'all have a great afternoon.
Solid liquid gas, David.
Solid liquid gas. He should know about all three of those because when he eats solid, it turns into
the liquid and then it turns into gas.
Y'all have a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow morning.